Dean Richards is off, but Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman joins us from Las Vegas, where she covers entertainment. And this is such a tragic story about One Direction and Liam Payne, Cindy. And there's some new information now about the hours leading up to his death. What do we know exactly?
Good morning, Bob. Shocking news out of Argentina yesterday, with 31-year-old pop star Liam Payne pronounced dead at a hotel there. The latest this morning is that police were called a little bit earlier that an aggressive man who might have been under the influence of drugs or alcohol needed help. They raced over there, but it was too late. Payne had fallen off of the balcony, and his injuries were so severe that paramedics who arrived, there was just no possibility of saving him.
Have you ever met him, Cindy?
I did meet him. In fact, when they did their One Direction movie years ago, I got to go to the press junket, and it was the kind of security, Bob, I have never seen that before. The press had to go to one hotel just to find out what the real hotel was, and it was too late by then. There must have been 5,000 girls at the real hotel downstairs in the lobby, on the stairs, everything. Their level of fame was just incredible.
So they say he was sharing vacation pictures on his Snapchat in just a few hours before his death. Is that right?
He was. He was in Buenos Aires to see one of his former bandmates, Niall Horan, perform live. He stayed a few weeks after that show. And the day of his death, he was on Snapchat part of the day, smiling, posting pictures. He had a bright future, a new Netflix project in the works, a musical competition series called Building the Band. He was going to be one of the judges. And his final shirt photo was shirtless with a girlfriend. That was taken a few days prior. Kate Cassidy of New Jersey was his girlfriend. And he was even talking about going as Forrest Gump for Halloween with fans. He had a 7-year-old son he was extremely close to, named Bear Grave, with his girlfriend Cheryl from the group Girls Aloud. So he seemed like it was a happy time, although Liam had said he had struggled in the past. At the height of their fame, he told fans he struggled with anxiety and alcohol abuse. He said, quote, "It's difficult when you have the level of fame that we had in the band." And in 2023, he revealed he was 6 months sober after spending 100 days at a rehab. And Liam said, "I just needed to take a little time out for myself. Actually, I kind of became somebody who I didn't really recognize anymore," he told fans in a YouTube video. And he even apologized for talking poorly about some of his bandmates back in 2020 in an interview. But the amazing thing is it was the band who really, quote, stuck by him during his time of need and got him help.
Very sad. Liam Payne was only 31. This is the season for Halloween movies, and there's a horror movie called Smile 2 opening Friday. Tell us about this, Cindy.
You know, back on the frivolous part of the entertainment beat, Smile 2, you might have noticed this if you're watching baseball these days. They keep panning to people behind home plate, and they have that creepy smile from Smile 2. You're not crazy to think this is a weird thing because it's a PR stunt.
Huh.
And they're actually paying people to pose at these baseball games. They're paying actors and basketball games, and even looking out of hotel rooms in certain big cities to look like the smile on the movie poster. And if you've seen that Smile 2 movie poster, it's really, really creepy. It's sort of this half crazy, half I'm going to kill you kind of smile. And people have reported, who is this person at the Mets-Dodger game the other night? Just sitting there with a creepy, sinister smile. But you know what? Paramount did the same thing back in 2022. Actors wearing neon shirts so they'll be noticed. Great idea. With a creepy smile. And it worked. The first Smile was a huge hit, and the sequel opens Friday.
I'll have to start watching the baseball playoffs now. There's also a film called Wicked Beef that people are talking about. What do we know about this?
Another day, another celebrity beef. And this one, I get this one. And she's lovely. Cynthia Erivo, who stars in Wicked, which comes out pretty soon, is going to be a huge holiday movie based on the Broadway play. So now with AI, we're seeing people mock up movie and TV posters that aren't true, but they look so real that you would never know. there's a mock-up on the internet right now of Wicked. It's not the official movie poster. It's an AI version. But Cynthia Erivo's in her green makeup as the Wicked Witch of the West. But her hat, most of her face is obscured. The big Wicked Witch hat is over her eyes. You only see a little bit of her face. And she has an issue. She went on the internet and said, I don't like this. This is extremely disrespectful, quote, deeply hurtful. She said that to edit her face and hide her eyes is to erase who she is, and that she was hurt. She wants this thing down, and it's not funny. So I think it's great that she called it out, and also it's so hard to tell, especially they're doing this with Yellowstone, too. If you notice, there's a bunch of AI posters online that aren't true, saying who's going to be in the new season and who's not. So got to kind of look at these things and wonder.
Yeah, you do. Wicked, the musical, November 22nd in theaters. And we were talking about Daniel Day-Lewis yesterday coming back, coming out of retirement. And now we hear Cameron Diaz is going to be doing something. What's she up to?
Cameron Diaz, one of the all-time really nice, wonderful people to interview. She took many years off. She has a great family with her husband, Benji Madden of... he loves her, and they have two little kids, Radix, her daughter, and Cardinal. They have a new son. But she said she was kind of hankering to get back into acting. Her good friend Jamie Foxx called her, and they're in a new movie then. She said, finally, okay, I'll come back. This is called Back in Action, appropriately, coming out next year on Netflix. And she said, you just can't say no to Jamie Foxx. He's so persuasive. She said, fine, I'll do it. But she said it was nice. It was Benji Madden himself who said, you need to go back to work. She said, quote, it's the right time for our family. My husband, who is the best, said, you've been supporting us and building the family. It's time for us to support you and let mommy ascend and do her thing. Hmm. So hopefully we're going to see Cameron Diaz back in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. It's here's the theme. Actors are coming back. Movies coming back. There's a Dirty Dancing 2 that's coming out. Cindy Perlman with the stories there. She reports and writes books out there in Las Vegas, Chicago's very own. Thank you, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.